A quartet of young companies from the Seattle area have raised tens of millions of dollars by tapping into a hot tech trend. They've invented new virtual currencies and sold digital coins to the public. These token sales are largely unregulated and are sparking increasingly frequent government warnings. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Neil Bergquist has a vision. He's the co-founder and CEO of Seattle-based CoinMe, and he wants to put a crypto ATM on every corner worldwide, a Bitcoin cash machine, basically, where anyone can buy or redeem virtual currencies with dollars and a driver's license.
When you have a trusted kiosk in a physical place with a 1-800 number with a 5-star on Google, that is how you can bring cryptocurrencies mainstream.
To achieve this vision, the 4-year-old company needs money to expand its ATM network. It has about 40 Bitcoin ATMs deployed now, concentrated in California, Texas, and Washington State.
Oh, gosh. We have done everything to finance this business to get to here, whether it's a Bitcoin loan or a revenue sharing agreement, hard money lending, lendingclub.com loans, credit cards, mortgaging houses.
But none of the traditional sources was nearly as fruitful as this new thing in tech circles, the initial coin offering, or ICO. That sounds like IPO, an initial public offering of stock in a company, but it's not. It's more like crowdfunding. Here, purchasers get virtual money that can often be used like a digital coupon.
It really was a unique opportunity. Well, let's engage our community of local crypto enthusiasts, but also global enthusiasts who also want to give the world access to cryptocurrency. And then let's engage them in the form of our own cryptocurrency.
CoinMe raised about $19 million over 2 months in its crowd sale of its new currency called UpToken. You can't buy things in the real world with it, but users get discounts on future ATM transaction fees. Other area companies raised even more money in their initial coin offerings. Competitive video gaming bookmaker Unicorn sold more than $31 million worth of a new currency that can be used for internet betting. StormX Inc. netted around $32 million by selling currency to use on a platform where freelancers can take on microtasks. A spin-off of Disney's tech center in Seattle called Dragon Chain raised close to $13 million by creating an altcoin that can be used to buy business services. This all comes against a backdrop of warnings from regulators to investors to be wary.
These are high-risk products that have an unproven track record and obviously have high volatility in their prices that are reported.
Faith Anderson is a securities lawyer at the Washington State Department of Financial Institutions.
They're subject to little or no regulation. They are subject to cybersecurity breaches and outright theft. You can, in fact, lose your entire investment in a cryptocurrency.
Anderson sees signs of a lot of speculation, which raises a lot of concern. But she's not pointing fingers at any Pacific Northwest cryptocurrency issuers. Those companies say they're glad that federal and state regulators are watching out for frauds. Several of the CEOs insisted consumers should not treat the digital money they coined as investments. But many token buyers from all over the world are doing just that. Judging from online comment threads, the buyers anticipate handsome profits from trading the virtual currencies on secondary markets. University of Kansas student Shahir Ibrahimi says he bought the equivalent of a good used car's worth of CoinMe's new currency.
Since we're in the early adoption stages, my intuition said that this is a good investment. There's going to be some risk involved, so you have to keep track of it, but it has a lot of potential.
Sure enough, the value of 3 of the 4 locally invented tokens shot upwards after they recently started trading on cryptocurrency exchanges. But since then, it's been a wild ride on the markets with volatility on stark display, too. I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.